Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him because the destination of the journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what is left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. We sang in our responsorial psalm, "You are my inheritance, O Lord." It's a reminder that from the time of our baptism, we begin to share in the inheritance for which Christ won for us through his death and resurrection. Inheritance that when we participate in it, when we share in it, then we truly do have that sense of peace. The fullness of our life in union with God is our lives using the inheritance that was given to us to show the love of neighbor, as Paul speaks of, not for the gain of flesh or the things of the world, but for Christ himself. And in order to do that, that is our baptism becoming an action of discipleship. And to become a true disciple of Christ, then we have to have that resolute commitment that Jesus speaks of as he journeys towards Jerusalem for the last time, this time to offer himself, to open up to all of us the coffers of that inheritance. In 1519, Cortes, when he landed on the shores of Veracruz, Mexico, he had a sense that his men were not with him, that their hearts were not in it, that they had an incredible fear and desire to return back to Spain itself, knowing that it may even lead them to a mutiny. He had his men burn their ships so that they would have that resolute commitment to the battle at hand. They were truly going to be outnumbered, at least 100-1, but yet with that resolute commitment to Cortez, they were successful. After they burned the ships, Cortez just simply said to them, "Now, if you want to return home, you must win." It's that for which we are called to do, is having that burning of our ships. What represents what we hold on to or we desire to leave as a part of a compromise, the burying of the dead or the returning home. We see Elisha responds in burning the ships. Doesn't burn a ship, but he does exactly the same thing. He takes the oxen, he kills them, he boils their flesh upon the wood of the plow, feeds his family for the last time, and shows Elijah that he's committed to what lays ahead. No longer to look back, as Jesus says, to what was left while plowing for the fruit of the kingdom. I think that we need to come to that resolute commitment in our lives, that our baptism is brought to its fullest extent. Christ calls us to leave behind the things of our past that hold us from him. Mother Seton called it natural rubbish. She says we must burn that off from our intentions to follow Christ. I remember my burning of the ships moment when I was in college. It was in the fall of 1981, November 8th to be exact. I remember the day because the Steelers were playing Seattle Seahawks. They lost 24-21 that afternoon. And it has nothing to do with me wanting to be a priest, but I just remember those were the events of the day. But I had earlier that morning written a letter to my parents that I had made a decision to mail to them, a letter expressing that I had gone through this discernment and had decided that Christ was calling me to be a priest. I had never even spoke to them about my discernment. But the moment of dropping the letter into the mailbox would change everything for me. So I was coming home from my friend's house after watching the game on the other end of campus at IUP, and I found myself in a mailbox at 2nd and Oak. Not this 2nd and Oak, but the one in Indiana. And I remember standing there, opening the door to the mailbox several times before I let go of the letter. And when I did, I knew it would be now nothing but what was laid ahead, to look forward to following Christ, to becoming a true minister of Him. We have those burning of the ships. That's what marriage is to be. That's what our call to be a minister in the church. That's what our 72 eighth graders did this year in confirmation. Those are the moments that we say we don't want what everybody else wants that holds us from Christ, but we want to move forward in His love. Jesus warns against the dangers of rubbernecking and compromising and looking behind and forgetting where we are going when we follow Him. But it is the inheritance that reminds us. Inheritance that is best spent, Paul says, because freedom comes in loving your neighbor with the gifts and love of Christ Himself. So what should be our mission this week? I think our mission should be twofold. First and foremost, we should examine where we are in our spiritual lives. Are we still holding on to some of that natural rubbish? Perhaps maybe some kind of addiction of our lives or need or our families or the hopes and dreams of the world. Do we hold on to those things, and are they keeping us from making that moment of burning ships to put forth the plow for the kingdom of God? And secondly, I think that we need to also remember that when we make such a resolute commitment as Jesus did to go forth to Jerusalem, criticism will be ours. People will reject us. People will put us down. That's what happened to Jesus. Jesus is going to Jerusalem, and the people of Samaria do not like Jerusalem because they have been exiled from the Jewish people. It's not the place of worship for them, and they did not welcome Jesus. But we can't respond like James and John wanted to bring fire down from heaven, a good Old Testament way to punish. But instead, to resolutely move forward, loving neighbor, then all will fall in line and follow. So when you come forward to receive Holy Communion at this Mass, remember this is the resolute commitment and the inheritance that Jesus speaks of, that He allows us not only to receive the gifts of it, but He Himself, who was victorious. Receive His body and blood as the food that will nurture you in the resolute commitment of your lives. When you return to your place, ask for the gift of faith, the faith that will allow you to know that what you leave behind has less value than what you will obtain as you move forward. Ask for the gift of hope that when people criticize you, put you down, and try to discourage you, that you will remember the inheritance that you share. And finally, ask for the gift of love, to be more charitable towards your neighbor this week than you were last. And I promise I will do the same.